Here I am, a couple of days away from my 39th birthday, and I'm in the position of constantly being reminded of that I don't have what I once was. I don't have a wife, I don't have a family. I've got my two kids, thankfully. But I'm wandering alone through the street because I worked exceedingly hard the last 12 years to try and give my family something, and it came at a massive cost. And I guess this is going to be an underlying theme to what I talk about of late. It's just how I feel, that sometimes that, you know, life goes exceptionally wrong in a way that you never expect it to, and you just feel that, Jesus, you know, what was it all for? You know, even though I've got two beautiful children, God, I love them dearly. But then when you have that someone who doesn't really care about you anymore, you've basically tried so hard to please and so hard to, you know, do stuff for and just to live in the end, it kind of becomes a bit of a chore, a struggle every day. You know, you see people with their friends and stuff like that, and that's great. Relationships are great, you know. But because I neglected all of mine for such a long time, I mean, over a decade, that you're left with really not much, you know, and you have to rebuild this thing which you call life. And it's the scariest prospect, and you're left by all the people who you thought loved you. And it's a thing, you know, they talk about male suicide and stuff like that. It's a major kick in the nuts. So, what do you do about that? And that's what I'm trying to figure out. And I hope I do one day. But at the end of the day, well, will I ever? You know, you see all these drunk fucks outside of pubs, is that going to be me? Maybe. I don't want it to. Sometimes what choice do you have, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we all try our best. So anyway, speak to you all soon. Thank you for listening. Bye bye. Good evening. I think you've probably heard quite a few things over the last wee while. You know, the last two podcasts I had were, I was in a pretty bad state. But isn't funny how time, you know, heals you? I think, most importantly, that the focus I put on my two children were invaluable to me. Having a focus on something other than yourself, I think, makes you heal a lot faster. From that surprise and from the tear of, you know, your old life and the one that you kind of make for yourself into the new life, working hard has been one of the things that I think that have really helped me along the way in terms of what I've had to do. It's not easy separating yourself. I mean, my married life was entirely myself. It was the whole person that I made myself up to be. It was my whole being. And I think all that pressure that you put on yourself, and you have to succeed, and you have two children, and the pressure that comes from, you know, having to provide, and if you're any sort of person, a good person, you want to give them the best that you can. Because of my previous, you know, my upbringing, and, you know, the troubles that I've had as a young person, I was never that person to fit in anywhere, and I really tried so hard to fit in somewhere, and that was my life. And because of outside influence, and when you go through pressures and you don't quite know how to deal with that, and when you're in pain and you're depressed and you're under pressure, you lash out to what the people that you love the most. And I can understand why my ex-wife left me. I totally understand. But at the same time, she is going through certain things for herself. Finding her place. She wasn't able or capable to support me when I was going through my darkest hour. And I feel that, you know, there's some sort of, I don't feel any anger towards that anymore, and I really did. I did for a while. But I think you can hear me now in my voice and how I am, is that we all go through these terrible moments, and some relationships survive and some don't. Unfortunately, mine did not. But the only thing that I really focus on now is to succeed and to make my child's life as easy and as happy as possible. And as a father, you know, and as a single father as well, I think my responsibilities towards that, I think, are going to become much more. And I think I said I was looking after my kids 3 days a week and every other weekend. It's not as linear as that, you know. It's a fluid thing, you know, to what they want, where they want to be, and who they want to be with at that time. And so I really listen to them. I listen to my children. I talk to my children. I think a lot of people forget in the situation that the children kind of get forgotten. They'll just have to fit in where they have to go. And I kind of don't believe that either. I believe in listening and talking and finding out what they really need themselves. And they're not just the kind of byproduct of anything, you know. They're my children. I made them. They're part of me. And they're two little people. They're not just entities that are in my life that need to be looked after. They have all their needs and wants and everything else. And I think the focusing on that is the most important thing, really. And being able to give them the best life possible. Even though, you know, that what happened was very painful, and no doubt that, you know, I will continue to kind of have those feelings of Jesus Christ, what went wrong? But I do know what went wrong. You know, it's literally yourself and how you get on with another person, and, you know, and how you deal with the hectic things that come at you in life. One day, I hope to look back. And I hope my children are good and wholesome, and they will have their issues like everybody else who goes through these things, and I will support them like my parents have supported me, and I will continue to support my ex-wife no matter what she needs to, because she's going through a very difficult time too. But that's what a modern family is, I guess. Good night. It's been lovely to talk to you all again. And no doubt you're going to hear my voice another day. Have a good one. Happy New Year.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.